Legislation to support first responders' health benefits heads to governor. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. The Texas Senate passed House Bill, HB 331, authored by Representative Jared Patterson and Senator Juan Chuy Hinojosa. This important bill ensures that firefighters, peace officers, and emergency medical technicians, EMTs, who experience a heart attack or stroke within 8 hours after a strenuous shift are presumed to have been injured in the line of duty. This change will help these brave individuals access workers' compensation benefits more easily and fairly. Senator Hinojosa emphasized the importance of this bill, stating, "Our first responders have earned and deserve our support. They are there for us when we need them the most. Likewise, we shouldn't turn our backs on them when their life and health are impacted by their work. First responders face significant risks. Current law requires that heart attacks or strokes occur during duty. However, the nature of their work often involves high-stress situations that can lead to medical emergencies after their shifts have ended. Many firefighters and police officers push through to the end of their shifts, only to discover they have suffered a heart attack later." House Bill 331 removes the non-routine limitation, broadening the definition of qualifying activity to include any stressful or strenuous physical activities, whether routine or extraordinary. Since first responders frequently deal with unpredictable situations, this change will simplify the coverage and eliminate confusion. The new law will apply only to claims filed on or after the effective date, meaning there will be no retroactive claims. Senator Hinojosa concluded, "This bill is the right move to protect our first responders and their families, giving them peace of mind that if a tragedy occurs, they will have access to the benefits they deserve." The bill is now awaiting final approval from Governor Greg Abbott.